Okay, Daf Yud is an Agada to Gemara. I think for the first time in the Masechta, the Marsha's Chidushei Agadas. So I was looking at the Chidushei Agadas for a topic to speak about. I was thinking about talking about Talmud Shein Hagun, but I wasn't sure that would apply to anybody. So on the Amud Beis, near the top of the Amud Beis, there's a Gemara and there's a Marsha who writes about a Yisoid that he says. That he writes about Bekama Mekoymos. Al Pimasha Kasavnu Bekama Mekoymos. I found at least two other places in Shas. So I'd like to talk about a Yisoid that's, I think, pretty well known and apply it to a couple of places where the Marsha applies and where others apply it. Now, the Gemara says near the top of the Yamid Beis, an idea of Bedera Shadam writes a Leilech Melechan Isai. It's a well known expression. That whatever way a person wants to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads him. The Gemara learns it from Torah, from Nevi'im, from Ksuvim. The pasuk says, "Im l'leitzim hu yolitz, u'la'anovim yitechein." If he wants to be with leitzim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him. And if he wants to be with anovim, so yitechein. So that's a simple enough idea. V'derash Adam writes, "Elei lech meilichin ha'isai." The Mashash tells on meilichin, on the plural. It's God. The Derash Adam writes a Leilech, Meilech Haisai. It should be the way a person wants to go, God leads him. What is the language of Meilech in Haisai? So the Marsha brings this Yisai, which he says he writes, Bekama Mekaymais, that there's an idea that when a person does a mitzvah, he creates good malachim. When a person does an aveira, he creates bad malachim. And those malachim are the hashpa on a person. And they remain to be mashpia on a person. And meilichin oisei. But there Shadam writes a leilach meilichin oisei. That based on what a person does, he's led by such malachim, will lead him, the good malachim in a good way, the difficult malachim in a different way. And that's this idea that the Masha writes, and he writes about it in a number of other places. So I'd like first to mention a few of the places and then to explain a Rambam. It's actually in the Sivis, in his Sefer on Agadata. And so first let me mention a couple of places where this idea is mentioned in a nice way, and then come to the Rambam. The Rambam in the Sivis. The Chidah writes that when you say that if a person does a mitzvah, he creates, so to speak, a good malach, or an aveira creates, so to speak, a bad malach, so that malach is created according to the mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah in a mohudadik way, creates a strong, powerful malach. Someone does a mitzvah here fashlofen, so he creates a fashlofen a malach, here fashlit malach. If he does it busy doing something else while he's doing the mitzvah, he's busy cleaning up the kitchen while he benches, so he creates a malach that helps him while the malach is cleaning up the kitchen. Like, whatever you do, that's the way the malach that you create comes. So the Chidah says something very geschmack. It says, after the Akedah, a malach appears to Avraham Avinu. He says, Ata yadati kirei l'kimata. He says, now I know you're l'kim l'chasachta espinchas yichidcha mimeni. You didn't withhold your child from me, mimeni. Now, the word mimeni, it really should be mimenu. A malach typically talks about God, not in first person. A malach doesn't say me when he talks about the Rabbi Nishalayim. So I guess Pashup Shad is, the malach is repeating what God said, but still, the Chidah says, what's the mimeni from me? The Yitzchak wasn't offered as an offer to the malach, as a sacrifice to the malach. He says this. He says, Ata, now, right now, Yadati. I know, Kirei Lekim Ata, why? Because through what you just did, you created a malach. And that malach is a perfect malach. It's a complete malach. It's not a distracted malach. It's not a fashlofen malach. So, Ata Yadati, Kirei Lekim Ata, V'lech Hasachta, Spincha, Sichidcha, Kama. How do I know it? Mimeni, from me, from the malach. From the malach, I know that you're a real Yirei Lekim. Because look at the malach, it's a beautiful malach. It was created, the mitzvah was done in a complete way. The Marsha in Tainis on Daf Chaf explains the Gemara. The Gemara is actually in Shabbos, but the Marsha is in Tainis. The Gemara that says that every Leil Shabbos a person comes home with two malachim accompanying him, and the Gemara says that when he says Vayechulu, a malach toiv says gives him a bracha. The Medrash says, which we think of, we taught in yeshiva, that the malach bal korcha yana amen, depending on what's going on in the house. Who are these malachim? So the Marshava says they're not special Shabbistika malachim. They're the malachim that accompany everyone. He says wherever a person goes, he's accompanied by these malachim, the maisim tovim that he does, and the things that are not so good that he does. And these malachim accompany him wherever he goes, and including on Shabbos, including Leil Shabbos. So he says the malachim are not new malachim. They're those typical malachim, typical if you can use the word, that are along with the person. Now turning to Yamim Noraim. Yamim Noraim, there are parts of the Mazer that are explained with this idea. For example, on Yamim Noraim, we say tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which refers specifically to some of the Kitegar or Senegar, the Malachim that defend or are accusing angels against Klal Yisrael. And we say tefillos like Avinu Malkeinu Sisayim Piyos Masdineinu Mekatrigeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu silenced the mouth of the Mekatrigim. Or we say Has Kitegar V'yikach Senegar Mekaymai. We say that let the accusing angel be silenced and let the defending angel take his place. A very strange kind of tefillah. The Bezer Shamala, they're Kitegars, they're Senegars, and like you're trying to say, it's one thing to say Hashem, decide for me. But to say Has Kitegar or Sesayim Piyos Masdineinu, how does that work? So the Hezbo is along the lines of this of the Marsha. The Marsha says, who are these malachim? A person does an aveira, he creates a malach. We're mekubal that when a person does tshuva, the aveirais are nasik eschuyais. What was previously an aveira, it turns into a mitzvah, turns into a schus. Something that was negative for a person turns into something positive. Therefore, it would follow that if you have an accusing angel, so he's on one team. So it's like a guy gets traded from one team to the other. First on one team. So he's a Yankee fan. He's a Yankee. And then he gets traded to the Red Sox. God forbid. So then he becomes a Red Sox fan. You know why? Because he got traded to the other team. Now he's for that team. So the same thing. The Malach is a Kitegar. But now the person, the Tshuva, he got traded. He became, instead of born from a Mais Aveira, now, the Averis Anasik Eschuyais, it turns into a Maisa Mitzvah. If it's a Maisa Mitzvah, then he's a Malach who's a Senegar. So, Has Kitegar V'yikach Senegar Mekaymai. The Kitegar now will be silenced. So, Sain P.S. Masdineinu Mekatrigeinu. And that Malach now turns into a different kind of Malach. A Malach that's a positive influence. So that's only true of Me'ava, Nachinami. That's what we're shooting for, at least, in our davening. I said these are some applications of this. I saw in the explanation in the Sanat Taikif, it says, Malachim Yechafezun, V'gilu Ra'oda Yechazun, on the Malachim. What are Malachim afraid of? There's no din on the Malachim. So if you see this, the explanation is that no, the Malachim are affected. A Malach could change. He could be switched from one to the other. The truth is the other way also. Someone does mitzvahs and he's a tailor rishayna, so also it gets changed the other way. So that again, the malachim could potentially change. And so these are all a nice bunch of vertloch that are malachim and mistam. If we did a search, we could find more such malachim, more such ideas. Now I should mention the Rambam, the Mori Nevuchim. Has the Rambam work with this whole concept? Has the Rambam deal with... Rambam doesn't like the Amalachim. The Rambam agrees the Amalachim, the Psukim. But this whole Mahalach, the Rambam rationalizes all the Agadites of Chazal. So the Rambam in Maamar Gimel of Maamar Nevuchim says, Malach Toiv means the Yetzer Toiv. Malach Ra means the Yetzer Hara. Wherever you go, two Malachim accompany you, Yetzer Toiv, Yetzer Hara. You do averis, you kind of like praklet echad, or kind of like a tegar echad. It means you give kayach to the yetzer tov, you give kayach to the yetzer hara. And that's how the Rambam explains it. Now I'd like to get to the nesivis. There's a nesivis in his sefer Emes Liakiv. He has a small sefer on Agadata. Nesivis was too busy writing Pupulim to have a whole lot of Agadata, but there is a little bit of Agadata there. And he has a vart which I originally heard from Shmuel Brudny 35 years ago, and since then I've seen it as a big yisayid in tshuva in general and Yamim Noiram in particular. The Rambam in Hilchis Tshuva, Perek Sheni, describes tshuva, and he describes it in two ways: one in Halacha Aleph, one in Halacha Beis. What's well known is the quote from Halacha Beis. The Rambam there says, Mayi Atshuva. So he says, Shiyazev Hachayte Chetai, that the person has to abandon his sin. And then he says the frightening words, V'yeir Olav Yedea Tulumais Shalo Yashuv L'Zeh Hachet La'Olam, that God can bear witness that he'll never sin again. So you read that, it's sort of hopeless. Like, what does that mean? So you have to do Tshuva, Shiyer Olav Yedea Tulumais Shalo Yashuv L'Zeh Hachet La'Olam, you're never going to come back to that sin. Who could have such a tshuva that God will be a witness, you'll never return to the sin? It's like, it's not a, it seems to be not a practical hope that we would have to be able to do tshuva on things that we struggle with. A very, very difficult Rambam. And Darshanim like to darshan this Rambam because it catches the eye. But it's interesting, the Rambam in Halacha Aleph says, Ezel tshuva gemura. Here he says, Mao tshuva. Here he says, Ezel tshuva gemura. It sounds like a higher level of tshuva. Ze shevoli yadei davar sha'ava bai. If the averi you did once before, the opportunity comes up again. Ve'ef shebi yadei lasai say. And the second, and now it came up again, you could, it's possible to sin. U'pairish v'lo yasa. And you're pairish and you don't do it. And the Lacha Mishnah explains, it means even one time. If one time you do tshuva, the opportunity for the avera comes up just once, and you resist the temptation, so that's tshuva gemura. So it's a stiras Rambam. And I like the first Rambam. The Rambam, it's possible. You know, I can do tshuva, and once, I can manage once that it shouldn't come up again. But to manage more than once is a very difficult thing. For those learning Daf Yomi, he says the mocker is in Yuma, Daf Tevavam in Beis. The Gemara says Hechi Dami Bal Tshuva, and he bases it on that. So it seems to be a theorist of Rambam. One place he says Ezo Tshuva Gemura Ezo Shaboli Yadi Dvar Dava Shava Ve'ev Shabi Yadi La'Say Say Yuparish V'Layasa. Once that's Tshuva Gemura, and then in Halacha Beis Ma'iya Tshuva, he says this idea of Yair Olav Yedea Tuluma Shlo Yoshlu V'Zeh Hachet La'Olam. So the Nesivis says the explanation in line with what we're talking about this evening. He says that we have this idea, this yisayid, that when a person does an avera, it's mashpia on him in the future. Call it that he creates a new malach, a bad malach, the bad malach influences him. Or use the Rambam's lashon, then he gives kayach to the yetzahara, that influences him. Or he brings Kiva Sha'avar Adam Avera Vishanaba Nasalai Keheter, the expression of the Gemara, that a person does an Avera a few times, Nasalai Keheter, it becomes easy to do the Avera again. The Siva says, what's tshuva? The word tshuva is to return. Where you're returning, you never were in a place where Yodea, Yagirov Yodea Tuluma, Yeshalayechta, a person never started in a place where he won't sin. He started in a place where he had Bechira. He'll sin, he won't sin, he had Bechira, it could go either way. If he did Averis, he created the Nasalai Keheter, he created these bad malachim, so to speak, if he did something bad, so that influence is there. The Nesiva says that the Rambam means, tshuva is to destroy the malach. Destroy that bad malach that is that's taking his Bechira, which started as an even Bechira. He did Averis, and he created these B'derosh Adam, right to Leach, Malich, and Isai, Malachim. that are now tilting him towards Avera. The person is Avera Vishana, but not like a heter. So these malachim are pushing him in one direction. So tshuva is that Yena Malach, Yena Avera, Yena Kayach to the Yetzahara should be bottled. Tshuva, go back to the way you were originally. Before you created these malachim that are Malich and Isai, go back to the even keel, so to speak, Bechira. So he says that's the tshuva. The way the Nesivus teaches is Yair Alav Yedea Talumais, Shalo Yashuv Lezeh HaChet La'aylam. He says, Lezeh HaChet, that Aveira that was Mashpia on you, that should be gone. Yashuv Lezeh HaChet, the Chet of Avar that you did, should be gone. And once the Chet is gone, the Bedera Shad Amrais Alech Malichin Aysai is Batal. The Mela person goes back, so to speak, to even keel. The Malachim that were Beed Mashpiyim are gone. And therefore, that's Tshuva. So Tshuva is that you destroy that influence and you remain on even Bechira. Eizer Tshuva Gemura. What's a higher Tshuva? And after you're even, your Bechira is there, and an Avera comes up once and you resist it. So now it makes sense. That's a higher level of Tshuva. There a person got to the, so to speak, to the next level, and that he's calling Eizer Tshuva Gemura. So it's a Geshmak in the Sivis. Basically what he's saying is, the Marsha says, Bedera Shadim Reisalech, Melichan Isai is the Chatoim of the past. And the Rambam is saying that Tshuva is to be Mevatel that Melichan Isai, and to go back to the way it was originally. It's a little bit encouraging because it makes Tshuva a little more doable than the way they always darshan, Shlo Yashuv Isai Achet Lo'ilam, that he'll never sin again, which sort of makes it very, very difficult. So at any rate, this is a Bishmaka concept here in the Nesivus, here in the Gemara. And still a little bit of Agadah to go. Maybe it's Hashem next week. Good Shabbos, everybody.